This week in the Missouri Senate, we review some of the legislative work that is continuing during the interim.
This meeting of the MoDOT.
When lawmakers returned to the Capitol last week for both the annual veto and the extra sessions, several committees also met. These include the MoDOT and Patrol Employees Retirement System Study Committee. The panel held its first hearing earlier this summer. Senator Eric Burleson of Battlefield chairs the committee.
When we last met, we were able to get an overview by our joint retirement committee, and so I appreciate that. Today, we are going to ask for the two systems, both Empers and Mosiers.
The panel is reviewing options that would help keep the state's varying retirement plans in good condition, as well as look at the potential of combining plans if it is feasible. Legislation could result from the committee's findings next year.
I rise today to.
Another committee may become reality depending on recommendations from a working group formed by the Missouri Senate President Pro Tem. The issue of gun safety came up when the governor asked lawmakers to come back to Jefferson City for last week's extra session. Senator Jamila Nasheed of St. Louis took time last week to tell her colleagues how gun crimes are rising in her hometown.
The gun violence epidemic in the state of Missouri, especially in the city of St. Louis, is a public health crisis. Like any public health crisis, Mr. President, this epidemic has socioeconomic causes and impacts that must be taken into account. And it must be addressed through positive change when it comes to public policy.
Over the years, this issue has centered on a question of regulations versus what is spelled out in the Second Amendment.
I don't want to take away no one's Second Amendment right. What I want to reduce the amount of gun violence in the St. Louis area and throughout the state of Missouri. It's not about wanting to infringe on anyone's Second Amendment rights. I would never do that. But let's come with some common sense here. I'm asking that you all join me in changing the narrative in the St. Louis area when it comes to gun violence.
If it is determined a special panel is needed, the group would likely meet for the remainder of this year. Any legislation to come from the committee would probably be considered during next year's regular legislative session. Pre-filed legislation will receive bill numbers for next year's regular session starting on December 1st. Other committees may meet again before the end of this year. We will continue to keep you up to date on their activities as the interim progresses. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.